Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
When the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Well, in there, among that group of a cappella voices, is the voice of Imelda May, who is known worldwide as an Irish singer. But that is likely a language that you've never heard Imelda sing in, because up until recently, you would have found Imelda hesitating even to say Gurumahagut. But these days are gone, and the Dublin singer has taken a journey to find not just the confidence to speak Oscailge, but to sing Oscailge as well. Imelda chronicles her journey in her new RT1 documentary series beginning tonight. Agus tá Imelda Osma Coranish, tá Falcha Roth.
Oh, Gormila Mogot.
Now you said it, no bother at all.
I know.
Tell us how this project came about.
It came about naturally by myself and lovely Maggie Branagh, who is the producer on this from Red Shoe Productions. We've made a few documentaries together, and one of the last one we did was Lily and Lolly Yates, the forgotten Yates sisters, uh-huh. About W.B. Yates and Jack B. Yates sisters that were unknown. And as we were making that documentary, travelling all around, the pair of us in the car, chatting as you do on the way, and a lot of the crew, and it was a very small crew, our Gael goers. So they'd all flit in and out between speaking Irish and English. And I loved it. And when we get back in the car, she was trying to encourage me to speak Irish. She was like, now, you know what I'm saying.
You went to Holy Faith in the
I
Coom.
Went to Holy Faith.
Now, I would have thought they'd be teaching you Irish in the Holy Faith. I mean, it's what they do.
Well, this is part of the documentary. How do we go to school, learn an Irish from the age of 4 till whatever time you leave, and you come out and you can't speak it? Yeah. How does that work for most people? And so that was part of making this documentary, is we sat chatting to each other. She was trying to encourage me to speak Irish. I was like, I actually can't. I'm too embarrassed. Maggie, you're fluent and I feel like such an idiot. I can't.
But some of the Irish in school sticks. I mean, did you remember
yes.
some of the things that you'd learned off by heart, for example? Possibly not even understanding what you were saying, but they were in there somewhere.
Yes, and that's exactly why we made this documentary about the song. That if you learn, sit and learn about tenses, and you can't do this rule or that rule, or if somebody teaches you a song, it stays with you.
I remember Begain na Chamorra Gagunde an Clár.
There you go. Begain na Chamorra Gagunde an Clár. Begain na Chamorra Gagunde an Clár.
And it even tells you to put the G in front of the Kunde, which
there
is grammatically
go.
Correct.
So
you've
the
learned
way
it in
song.
Yeah.
Is through song. So I thought, being a proud Irish woman, I should be able to sing a song Oscailge, and I can't. And I thought somewhere in my head that I had to learn how to speak fluent Irish and understand it in order to learn a song. And in this documentary, I discovered it's the other way around. You learn the song in order to learn the Irish. Like learning a nursery rhyme, exactly as you said and sang, that it stays with you, and there's beauty in it and joy in it. And I think for children especially, that's the best way to learn, is through joy.
Now, when you came across these the singers who sing routinely Oscailge,
yes.
The Shannos singers, I mean,
yes.
we used to say you have to have a nya in your voice to sing Shannos. I think you probably have a nya in your voice.
I can make one. I think even Shannos within the Irish community who sing, Shannos is like the Holy Grail. A lot of people even won't go near Shannos who are fluent Irish speakers. So I want to have a look at the beauty of our traditions. Now, I'm not saying that I'm a Shannon singer by any means, and I met with some of the best, like Cotlini Coulon and Muireann Ní Cheoilimh and Anne Mulqueen and Triana Mórd Ní Gonal. All these amazing singers that made it look easy. And you listen to them, you think, this is amazing, this is beautiful. And I tried to sing, and it took work, you know, it took work for me to... At the end of each series, I learn a song in a day, which is bonkers, but it's the only time that we had to do it.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
And each one is from a different area, so it's a different dialect. So I'm trying to get my head around the dialect, the language, and also put feeling and, you know, learn the song and the all the different the emotions in it. And it was tough. It was a challenge, but I wanted to show that, you know, we can do this. We can all do this. It's our language. It's not an us and a them between any... the Gaeltacht, the non-Gaeltacht. It's Ireland, and it's a beautiful, beautiful language that we have.
These days, with the Gael Scullin and all that, there's a huge movement, and people love the language. And the best way to learn it is in the schoolyard when you're playing with your pals, or in the classroom where the language of the classroom becomes Irish. And it's a more natural way to do it than seeing it as a separate subject. But the bits that did stay with you from your own, I mean, did you use any terms routinely in school? An Bata, that was gone though, maybe by the time you went to school.
No, it wasn't, unfortunately. I definitely, my mum always used Labba and Bonya, and it was always a mix of things.
And
we'll
gather them Dullamach, Bluey and Leris.
Exactly. We all did. And as I chat to people along the way, I discovered that there were stories people were telling me when they were abroad and they were away and they heard other people speak in their language, and they were so determined to speak in our mother tongue that, and they didn't have any of it, and all they remembered was that, and they'd be saying to each other, "Oh, we'll cad the gum, Dullamach," because nobody around them, and they... Or she the vow where oh tall on the grass, oh tall tearing a lot, you know. And I thought this is how much so many of us want to speak.
And you know the apocryphal story of the two lads at the bus stop, maybe in Budapest or Prague, and this gorgeous woman comes along, and the one lad says, "Yeah, knock all in on Colleen Shin, knock all in her father on Colleen Shin," and she turns to me and says, "Go to me and Mark." She was one of them.
I love it. I love it. But it is in us. And Michael D. Higgins told us that. It is there. And we did learn, things that we learned in school is somewhere in us. But it's further than that, and it's deeper than that. It belongs to us, and it is a part of our makeup. And I felt there was a lot of negativity around it. And I think it's very interesting how a lot of the younger kids are learning it with ease, or with a lightness that maybe we hadn't got, or, you know, generations before. Certainly my parents didn't have. And it seems to be, as time goes on, the shackles are kind of lifting off, and it's getting lighter and lighter for I was talking to a man in the car the other night. He was Moroccan, and he's here 33 years, and his kids are fluent in Irish. And I think that, he said, they learned it so fast. And he said they speak in Irish with each other. And I thought, it's lovely that there's a lightness, you know, with kids, that they just learn it, you know, without, "You must learn this, know.
And the idea that Irish is hard.
Yeah.
You know, French is easy, Irish is hard. I don't know where that comes from. It's obviously the way that we have been taught it. It's quite simply that.
Well, it's not just the way that it is that, but it's also the way we lost our language and the heaviness and the you know, when the language was taken off us actively, you know, there was it was properly thought of. It was a conscious thing to get our language off us. It's the quickest way to, you know, divide and conquer. There was also, Brian Friel writes about it in Translations, there was also one of the quickest way to get rid of a language is to tell the younger generation that it's backwards, it's old-fashioned, and it has no place in the modern world.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is what happened. And also, Ireland at that time was full of, it was mostly oral traditions. So personal accounts of the famine, for instance, weren't written down mostly. They were mostly sung and given to each other through oral tradition. So if you get rid of the language, you put a divide, a really hard divide between the kids and their grandparents hearing their personal experiences of fishing, of life, of, you know, songs that I've learned about accidentally getting pregnant, or, you know, all these old songs that I hadn't got access to that I now have a little gateway in. I'm not fluent in Irish.
I'm wondering why I never learned that song about getting pregnant accidentally in O'Connell schools with the Christian Brothers.
Exactly. And I found out Peg Sayers is not the angel that they
told us
she was.
Quite an interesting
a character.
Absolutely. A very interesting character, but the way it was taught. And of course, people dreaded Peg. They absolutely abhorred the idea of learning Peg.
Reading Peg. And she was a bit of a trailblazer, and I didn't realise that until I went to Ring, and the lovely women there told me, they said, when you were taught Irish, you were taught by the church is in charge of the school. So it was totally cleaned up. Everything was cleaned up by the time I got to you. And they said, that's not what Peg was saying.
Now, the series is starting tonight on RT1.
Yeah.
Many programmes in the entire series?
Six
programmes, six songs, therefore.
Not quite.
I just realised, and it's a thrill for me, you and I, we did a duet earlier in the programme.
We did.
Didn't we? I duetted with Imelda May. Hooray, hooray, hooray. Now, you are going on tour. You're doing two tours, one with Jules Holland.
Yes, I start next week in the UK with Jules Holland. And that's always fun with the big band. And then I take a break over the Christmas. Then I go on my own tour in February all over Ireland. It's called Raised on Songs and Stories. And I did it around the UK and it went flying. And it's such a gorgeous tour. I tried it out for two nights in Connolly's Aleppo in Cork before I did it. And it's just a stripped back, very chill, very beautiful.
But your entire repertoire, you pick from your entire repertoire, from all the different genres that you've embraced.
If anybody shouts up that they want a song, I'll do it, because there's a looseness to it rather than me rehearsing exactly what I'm going to do. And sometimes I get the audience to sing back to me and it's just lovely.
Well, you start on the 2nd of February in the Watergate Theatre in Kilkenny, and then you're over the whole country virtually every single day right to the end of February 28th. You finish up in TLT Drogheda, and people can check out your website for all the details of that. Now, I'll read you some of the comments coming in on foot of our conversation. I was born in the 50s and Irish was beaten into you at school by the so-called Christian Brothers. It turned a lot of people against it. I remember asking what something meant and I was told not to mind what it means, just learn it off. That's from Peter in Dublin. I still have nightmares about Peg. She ruined Irish for me. That's from Eugene. Does Imelda ever go to pop-up Gaeltacht once a month in the city centre and other locations? Have you come across pop-up Gaeltacht?
I've heard of it and I haven't gone, but it's on my list of things to do. Thank you for reminding me.
Another one says all primary schools should be Gaelscoileanna if we want to promote the language.
Yeah.
A final one for the moment. My dad was from Derrynane in County Kerry, which was a Gaeltacht back in the day. He was beaten in school for speaking Irish, which he was born into. I, on the other hand, I was born in Dublin. I went to Joey's in Fairview and I was the second worst in class for Irish. That's down to the way Irish was taught. That's Sean O'Connell, who's a direct descendant of Daniel O'Connell.
Oh, would you stop?
From Derrynane. So
what a wonderful bloodline to have. Oh my God, lineage.
Indeed. Anyway, Imelda, thank you once again for popping in.
Always
really
a pleasure, Pat. I love your company. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much, Imelda.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.